A number of years ago, myself and a couple others helped an older couple move out of their house. And as is typical, when you live in a house for many years, or maybe not even that many years, there was an awful lot of stuff. And we brought up things from the basement, and among them were a couple trunks. You know, the kind of trunks that you may have yourself, right? Or that you buy at auctions. The big, solid ones that have been around for 100+ years. And one of them, however, wasn't that big. It was sort of small. It was really only about this big, by that big, by that big. And a rounded top on it. And she said, "That's a very special trunk. One of my ancestors, when she came over from the British Isles, that's all she had. And she brought her whole possessions over as a young woman in this small trunk, and that was it." And I said, "Boy, isn't that impressive?" And she said, "Yes, and that's why we've kept it." And I said, "How many trunks would it take for you?" And her husband jumped in and said, "How many dumpsters would it take?" But it's true. It's true. We have so many things, so much stuff. You know, it'd be very, very hard for us to move just with one suitcase. I know I've been traveling for a while lately, and it's been too much stuff that I lugged around right across the world, you know. And half the time I'd say, "Why am I lugging all this stuff from here to here to there?" But I kept on lugging it. I kept on taking it. The truth is, it's hard to leave aside the things of the world. We need things to live. You're sitting on things right now. We're in a thing, a church. We need the things of the world. That's how you got here to Mass. So it's not as if one can just sort of renounce all the things of the world. It's just a question of how important we consider them. What is really precious in our eyes? You don't know the old story. If your house was burning down, what's the first thing you'd grab, right? Besides your spouse, I hope. What's the first thing you'd grab? What is the most precious thing in your life? Is it not something which is not a thing? Is it not the fact that these things of our life, as we hear in the readings, they'll be somebody else's sooner or later? That's the truth of it. They'll be somebody else's when we're gone. The thing that really counts is not a thing at all, but a person. It's our own relationship with Jesus Christ. But the world is a lot with us, isn't it? It's hard to leave aside the things of the world. There's so many things that are demanding our time. Bills to be paid, eh? All kinds of the difficulties that one may have in relationships to try to get this straight or these people straight or however it works. How do we handle all these conflicting demands to find out what is really the most precious of things? The hard part for us is to first clear the space so that we can have the chance to really stop, to think, to reflect back on God. That's one of the main reasons that we have the Sunday Eucharist. The reason that we stop and that the Lord instituted this time, this day itself, to stop is so that we can start to think again, to reflect again. And here it is in the summertime. It's a good chance for us to reflect again, not just so that we can figure it out what is most precious to us, but so that we can help others to figure it out as well. The work that we're called to do is not just for the salvation of my own soul, but because we live in the midst of our society, it's for other people as well. So here's something for you to do as Catholic evangelists. Okay, that is people who will, as Catholics, take out the gospel as Catholic evangelists. When you have some friends or your family over and you're sitting in the shade with your favorite adult beverage of choice, it's a good chance to be able to ask people what's really the most important thing in their life. What is the most important thing if you had a box that big or a trunk? If you had to, you know, grab something in a fire, why is that the most important? And what would happen if that was gone? What's the most important thing in terms of the relationships and the love in your life? It's true, the things of our life can be able to warp us as well. We know that. Maybe some of you either have read or probably seen The Lord of the Rings, where they all have this, you know, where they are looking for this golden ring, the ring of all power. And that ring came into the possession of a relatively ordinary guy called Gollum. But over the years, as his greed, as his intensity grew, he became warped and became only a caricature of his former self. And he all called it, "My precious, my precious." It can be seen as funny or it can be seen as chilling. What's really precious is the reality that Jesus Christ is in a relationship with us, and that can never be taken from us. So there's your chance to do something in the midst of our own Canadian summer, to be able to speak of what is truly most precious in your life, the power, the presence, and the love of Jesus Christ, which is for all eternity.